Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bava Kamma Bavli, Daf Chaf Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Nishbura Kadoi Brusha Sarab Mihuchluk Echamot Bamayim, Oishaloka Bacharsea Chayev. If Reuven's jug broke in the Yerusha Sarabim, and Shimon slipped on the water and or was damaged by the shards, Reuven is liable. Ryudoime Bimiskavin Chayev, Mishaina Miskavin Potter. Rida says, if he intended, as we'll explain, then he's liable. If he did not intend, then he's exempt. And the Gemara says, "V'blaza im omar b'shas nefila nechlaku aval achad nefila kalam moidu shechayev." The Gemara says, "V'blaza explains that they argue about when Shimon was damaged at the time that Reuven's jug fell, but all agree that for damage after it fell, Reuven is liable." Rabbi Yochanan ben b'shas nefila ben la'achad nefila he hamachlekes. Rabbi Yochanan says, they argue about both the time when it fell and after it fell. If he's exempt at the time that it fell, all the more so after it fell. Why is he exempt at the time that it fell? It's because he made Hefker his items that can damage. In Rosh Hasharabim. Since this was due to Oynes, he's exempt. Likewise, he's exempt afterwards. If Masnisa Messiah Ladain is Masnisa the Messiah Ladain. There's a Tesefta that supports this one and a Tesefta that supports that one. The Tani, Rabbi Yehuda Lechachomim, she say, Bemaniach Avnoi or Masoi, Rosh Hasharabim or Ba'ache, she say, Behuzak Bahem, Shuchai Mibnesh Shmi Rosai, Olav. We have a support for Yochanan. The Tosefta says, Yehuda agrees to Chachamim that if one left his rock or load in Rosh Hasharabim, and another came and was damaged through them, he is liable because he's obligated to guard it. They argue about when he tripped and dropped something. Chachamim obligate because they hold that tripping is negligence. All agree that one may not make Hefka Nezikim that result from negligence. We should say now, Moedim Chachamim Rabbi Yehudan, V'maniach Hankanim L'Roshka Agag, V'nagvam V'naflu V'nishbu, and the Chum agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that if one left bottles on the roof to dry and they fell and broke and another came and was damaged through them, he is exempt because he is not obligated to guard them. Even though he had time to remove them, he is exempt because they fell ba'ines, which in a case of an uncommon wind. I think one should now say, Rabbi Yehuda ime haya ba v'kupa shel even uba v'chavila shel kreitzim v'rochus harabim uba ache v'huzik bahen. Now we have support from Belazar from Abaisa, Tosefta. If one came with a basket of straw, and inside was a bundle of thorns, and he tripped, and it fell on Rosh Hasharabim, and another came and was damaged through them, he is liable. Rav Yehuda exempts, because it was on this condition that Yehoshua made Eretz Yisrael, made Yisrael inherit Eretz Yisrael. Ha im loy hinchil. Yeshua Yisrael, Esa'oret, Amanath Kain, Chayev. We can infer that had Yeshua not made inheritance of Eretz Yisrael continued on this, he would be liable. Adas Rabbi Yochanan b'miskavin lecharosim adas d'Rabbi b'miskavin nazik. Rida said that he's liable only if he intended. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this means that he intended to keep his shards. According to Rabbi, this means that he intended to leave them there. It's as if he intended the damage. Zeyu, Rabbi Lotriyoin Amun, Moiden Rabbi Yehuda lechachomim b'mavke shor shenogach b'rosh Hasharabim shechayev loydem nezik oimed nezik mahalich. Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Lava said that Rabbi Yehuda agrees to chachomim that if a person was mavke an ox a gourd in Rosh Hasharabim, then he's liable because stationary nezik like a pit is unlike moving nezik.